What was your biggest, you think, what was your biggest failure back then in business?
Ego.
Why?
Ego. You think you know it all. You think you fucking know it all. You know? When I talk, people think I know.
Alam ko na yan.
Yeah. I think they think alam ko lahat. Mm. It's like, no, fuck no. I learn from kids, I learn from everyone because it's the way it works.
True.
You know? So you gotta temper the ego, man.
Because if you're the most intellectual person in the room, then most likely
you're in the wrong fucking circle, man. Right. If you're hanging out with people who are smarter than you, you learn something.
Yep.
If you hang out with idiots,
if you hang out with five idiots, you're gonna be the sixth.
You're the sixth one.
If you hang out with
five, you're the first one. Si andong ka pa eh.
If you hang out with five people who are successful and wealthy, guess what? You have a chance to be the sixth one.
Well, the problem is sometimes, you know, the five successful people are the ones who the idiot thinks are idiots. Because they're not very vocal, they don't talk, and they hang out with people who are very vocal, who are also fellow idiots. So sila nagsasama, di ba? Sabi ko nga lagi, other people when they comment on social media, oh, mayabang yan. Ang theory ko dyan, mas mayabang ka. Kasi the fact that you realize na mayabang yung isang tao, mayabang ka, hindi mo lang ma-accept na may mas mayabang sa'yo.
Correct.
So you're going to comment na mayabang siya. You don't even fucking know that person.
Correct.
You know him by, you know.
I've had that connotation when I was still in the business of sneakers. Like, a lot of people would say, ah, tangina yung yabang yan, puro flex ng mga sapatos niya yung ganyan.
Tangina yung binibento mo, hirap sa magawin ko, tago ko yan.
That was my point.
Ka pala,
diba? Mayabang yan, puro mahangin lang, ganyan. The thing is, you don't even know me.
Well, 90% of people...
And then, these people now, 9 out of 10 of those people are now my friends.
Idol.
Parang, di ko na-realize, mabait ka pala in person.
Ay, doon sa sarili mo. Diba? It's like, a friend of mine, si Emil Bano, yung kasama,
Miguel.
Miguel. Yeah. He said it perfectly, the 30% rule. Sabi niya, 30% of people fucking hate you.
Yeah.
30% of people you know fucking hate you.
Yes.
Or people who know you hate you. No matter what you say, no matter sabihin mo, pare, yung araw, maliwanag yan. Fuck you. Mali yan,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. 30%. 30% of people who disagree
with you.
No, don't give a shit. You know, naglalakad ka sa tabi nila, himatayin ka, mamatay ka, okay. Wala silang pake. They don't care. And 30% will support you to a fault. Sabi ko na yung 10%. Tanga na, margin of error yun pa. But it's true. You know, there's just some people that will fucking hate you no matter what you do.
Right.
You know, no matter if you, you know, save a cat from getting ran over by a car, you know, puta, nagyayabang lang yan. They'll hate you.
Yeah.
And then there's people that won't care. And then there's people who will love you.
Because you have no control over what people will say, think, or react, or think towards you. That's the only thing you can control is how you think and react.
And that's what's sad about this generation or the next generation is they get so engulfed into what people think.
Yes, about them.
About them.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, tangin, hindi ka kilala niyan eh.
Yeah.
Comment sila. And it's funny when I comment, when somebody bashes and sasagot ako, sabihin ko, tanga ka pala eh. They get
this guy's brutal on social media, by the way.
They get immediately saying na, oh, puta, galit na naman si Panda. Pare, yun ang gusto nyo eh. You know, Facebook doesn't give a shit if you
comment. You're trying to get a reaction.
Trying to get a reaction.
Yes.
So, you know, oh, galit na naman. Like, yan ang gusto nyo eh. Mm-hmm. Sige, galit na. You know, but it's just the way, it's showbiz. It's just the way it is.
This.
You know?
I mean, hindi mo mawala yun eh. Like, all the things that you do good, regardless of it, people always have something to say. And most of the time, it's an opinion of a person. Most likely, people who have opinions about you are most likely lower than you talaga. It's rare. I to a fault, I can't even remember the last time someone I think that's higher than me would comment something negative about me. I never
recall. Or hindi ka nakausap sa bahay. Or wala makausap sa bahay.
Oh yeah, or super bored. Yeah.
Yung nanay mo, hindi ka kinakausap eh.
Like looking back, that's the only people who would comment. Like when I check, na, nagtatrabaho sa puso mo, sa mga crusty crab.
Pare, yun lang ang hindi nag-layoff na kumbanya. Ha? Si Krusty Krab. Hanggang ngayon.
Marami ba? Employed pa rin yan. Yeah. Translates to Tambay. Ha? Tambay. Translation. Tambay.
Dito. Kasalanan ng Globe yan, yung pre-data. Kaya nga, gusto mong...
Pare, libre na nga TikTok sa Smart eh.
Libre
diba?
Na ba?
Oh, libre. Free TikTok, yeah. So... They're all there. So they view TikTok all the way they can create.
Pati kami nasa habit sa TikTok na yan. Pero we do have 50,000 followers now. So it's pretty cool.
I love TikTok. One thing I can say is I hated... I mean, I didn't say I hated, but I wasn't so appreciative of it, especially when starting yung lockdown. Like, everyone's so bored. And dancing and stuff, and lip-sync, whatever. But now I know the value of it compared to how it was. Because... It's what the kids want now. Eh. It's where the attention is.
It's a different landscape. I think it's fast cuts. So, we
attention span is so short now.
Yeah. We hired someone that only specializes in
TikTok.
Short videos, reels.
Yeah. 15 seconds.
15-second stories. Yeah. See, you have 15, 30 seconds to get somebody's attention.
The first 2 seconds are the most important. Like if you say, "Hi, everyone, my name is King Panda." Patay na, wala na. Scroll up na yun.
Pwede akong magubad ka.
Diba?
Kasi wala naman siguro manunod.
Get the attention. You have to get the attention right away. Like, what's in it for me? As a viewer, I'll say like, okay, it's one of the reasons why I stay and watch some things because first time pa lang, alam ko na what I'm going to get out of it. Diba?
That's why they do something really outrageous.
Yes. Sa get una pa lang. There's a hook. We call it a hook, diba?
We call it a hook. That's the world of social media now, man. Wala. Ganun na tayo ngayon eh. And something our parents will never understand. And thank God we're able to. But I feel bad for the next generation because that's all they know.
Yeah. I know.
Kids nowadays have never experienced running in the field or nagbi-BMX ka.
Nagbi-BMX kami together.
Puta, bawat hump na makita mo,
rollerblades
mo, diba?
Rollerblades pa ako dati.
Ganun lang kataas yung hump. Puta, susubukan mo yung tabletop eh. Oh.
Papatintero pa kami dati. Ganun. That was our interaction back then. Now it's like, online ka na ba?
Ngayon, pag may tama sa ulo, alam mo, hinampas ng iPad eh. Yeah. Yun lang, away ngayon eh. Hinampas ng iPad, binato ng iPhone. Yeah.
I think Paul Pierce said it best, the basketball player. He said that, today's generation was really deeply affected by the PlayStation. That's why the league, he said the league's softer.
Ano PlayStation,
pal? The league was...
Xbox.
Softer. It's because of those. Because of that kind of, connections. It's greatly affected by that.
Ako si Paul, sabihin ko kay Paul Pierce, "Hoy, laki ng kinita mo sa NBA, ah." Diba? Nung pinasuot ka ng maraming ganon-ganon, tapos nagdadadang na may green screen.
Sa NBA 2K.
Para doon ka kumita. So, huwag ka magagalit, diba? But it's true though, it's true.
Right?
It's true.
To a certain degree. Eh. Right. And, I mean, you can't go back to those days na kung dati susuntukan pa sila yung mga ganun. It's not...
Parang meron nagsuntukan. Nakita mo yun sa Alabang? Yung ganun? Meron eh.
Meron?
I'll sue you. Pare, wala ka nga pambili. Huh? Mga konya sa parking lot, right? Yeah. Sabi ko, puta pare, kung may anak ako, ganyan lumabas sa social media, ako napapatay. Nakakahiya. Buta hindi kita anak, pare. Nakikipag-away. Ganon sumuntok eh.
Bro!
Yeah! I was like, seriously? You're trying to punch some guy taller than bro? Buta dati, wala nang usap-usap. Doon tayo sa likod ng gym. Diba? Sa likod ng gym. Usually, hindi ko alam bakit eh. Lagi sa likod ng gym. Ewan ko kung inabutan nyo pa yung time na yun.
Oh, yeah. Yung issue sa CSA, the thing na... guy, tapos may kalaban siya na Indian, suntukan sila sa ano. That restroom, that CR in our school, is legendary for fights.
Ah.
I witnessed 5 fights in that same area. Like, one-on-one suntukan talaga. Sa amin, field namin. dalawa yung football soccer field namin.
Malinis ba yung tiles doon?
Hindi siguro.
Kasi mukhang makukubid ka doon sa tiles.
Mapanghido. It's a boys' CR. So, it's a boys' restroom. So, kahit ang liso talagang amoy talaga na mapanghi talaga. So, if there were fights, there were really fights there. So, it's normal. It's just that now, it's amplified because, you know, someone took
social
a video.
Social media, yeah.
Yeah, but that was just one video of it being seen. Imagine there are 9 others out of 10 na hindi nakikita na talaga.
Meron din bullying, di ba? Sa Ateneo.
At yes, sa bully.
Yung nagta-taekwondo.
Yung may yung Napoleon syndrome.
I'm like, dude, nakita mo ba sumipa yan? Hampasin mo ng pylon. Pylon na. Did you pylon? Gano'n yeah. Ng pylon. I'm like, I don't know how kids nowadays, I mean, back when I was growing up,
were you in a lot of fist fights?
No, not really. I mean, they used to bully me because I was fat when I was a kid. Mm. And, you know, all it takes is one.
Yeah.
Pag umabot ka sa tipping point mo, sapakin mo lang yan, hindi na maulit eh.
Oh.
But, you know, the problem is, yung mga parents ngayon, pag nabully yung anak nila, sila naman mag-aaway.
Oh.
I'm like, dude, no, let them...
Especially...
Nandiyan na St. Luke's, oh.
Especially boys.
Tsaka yeah. Asian Hospital, nandiyan naman, pare. Bandage lang yan.
Yeah.
Kasama yan. Pag hindi pa nasuntok yan, wala. Ikaw na sumuntok para masanay, di ba? So, I think every kid should learn martial arts.
Yes.
Every kid.
You know, I got into martial arts.
Hindi sa Tekken, ha? Kasi, mga bata ngayon, Tekken na lang yeah. Alam, eh. Di ba? Puro ganun, eh.
My dad enrolled me to Aikido first and then Jeet Kune Do and then found out about Sarian. And then, you know, Jiu-Jitsu and stuff. It's because he knew when I was in grade school, I was bullied. Grade school. Pero nung high school na, when I knew about it, puto na alam na ng mga batchmates ko.
Hindi,
wala, no one would fight with me. Or I mean, wala, no one would try.
Pare, look at, idol ko talaga si Steven Seagal. I mean, tiyan mo, taba na ni Mokong.
70 diba? Plus, yeah.
70 plus, ang taba. I mean, it's like, the guy's more overweight than any cow I've seen. You know, para siyang, ano, wagyu talaga eh, di ba? Pero po siya pare, pag binalibag ka niyan, ikot ang mundo mo.
Aikido yun eh. But Aikido is when I found out that I could not use it in real fights. Kasi you have to wait for someone to attack you.
To attack you.
Yeah, that was the problem about it.
Well,
yeah.
That's the sad part here in the Philippines. Parang hindi naman na-attack yan ng patas eh.
Yeah.
Usually may dalang pamalo yes. Yan. Or, yeah. You know, worst case is they shoot you.
Yeah. Sabi ni Chief ni Alvin, sabi niya, pag may knife ka, you don't show it. You hide it, pang! Tapos tago.
Well, it's like people who own guns. That's why you when you see
it. People put out their guns are most likely not to pull it. Like, to use it. It's just like,
mga sad childhood yun. Kasi, you know, you own a gun, actually, you become more responsible. Because the last thing you want to do is to use it. Because alam mo, pag ginamit mo yan, may kaso ka pa.
Right.
Basta nilabas mo yan, brandishing a weapon correct. Or grave threat or whatever it is, there's gonna be a case against you.
Yeah.
So the last thing you want is to show it. Kaya nga concealed eh.
Yeah.
Permit to carry, concealed eh. Laman tayo sa Texas, di ba? Yeah.
In my 20s, I had road rage. Like, I would go down, talagang sasapain ko talaga yung ano ko. I had road rage. Yeah. I don't know why.
May solusyon doon.
Ano?
Mukha ka driver.
In my 30s.
Ako, wala na ako road rage. Hindi ako nagbabaneho.
Wait, do you still have road rage? Would you admit that you have road rage to a certain degree?
Bad day, yeah.
You had a bad day?
What I do is, you know, what a lot of people don't understand, when you're dealing with clients at this level, you know, you're dealing with high net worth people, you're dealing with, you know, not all of them, but you tend to deal with some brats, you know.
Yeah.
So, and the sad part is when shit goes wrong, pare, there's 5 different things that go wrong in 1 hour. Today was a perfect example. Eh, the whole day was perfectly fine. By 3 o'clock, the whole shit just blows up.
Putangina.
You know, clients start calling. Putangina, bakit ganon? It's like 4 clients called. So, kung ako nagmamaneho nun, baka puta, nasa TV patrol na ako kanina.
Road rage na.
Yeah. It does happen. Because anybody who says that they can control it is lying to themselves. So, anong solution doon? Eh, kuha ka driver. Sabihin na iba, eh, wala naman akong pabayad ng driver. Takina, huwag ka mag-road rage. Wala pala pabayad ng driver. Di ba? Yun lang eh. But or don't, you know, don't get yourself into a situation. Pag nakita mo traffic na ganyan, first day of work, stay home.
There's this documentary in Netflix as World's Toughest Prisons, and yung isang guy doon, he said like he's jailed for life in their countries because some 30 seconds of road rage. And he really regrets it because he has a normal job and everything. Yeah. Napatay niya. Pati yung kasama niya na ng
isa, ano.
Hindi, sinaksak niya parehas. Yun ang road, that was his road rage. Sinaksak niya parehas.
Hindi na asawa yun nung gabi.
Dead on arrival parehas, di ba?
Delikado yung patay.
Pucha. Yeah. And hindi siya, parang first time lang niya nagkaroon ng rage na ganun. And he regrets it for life. 30 seconds of rage.
May formula ako dyan. Pag nakita ako may tao, may dalang kuchilyo. And boss, bago tayo mag-aaway. Nag-aaway ba kayo ng misis mo, siyota mo? Hindi. Ah, okay. Sige, okay. Away tayo. Pero buta pag sinabi niya na, oh, tayo, nag-aaway kami, kaya hindi ako makauwi. Sige, boss, takbo na ako. Wala pa na alo eh.
Wala sa ayos.
No, but that's more of a parody for something na, you know, when somebody has nothing to lose.
Right. Mas nakakatakot.
Yeah, you have nothing to gain.
Yeah.
So, why even fight? Yung iba kasi, you know, kasi...
Kaya di ba yung magnanakaw daw, mas nakakatakot yung walang mask. Di ba?
Kasi, depende kung bangag. Iba talaga.
Di ba yung mga nagnanakaw sa bangko pag may mask kasi takot sila. Pero yung pumapasok ng mga burglar...
Di ba kahit hindi na mag-mask, bukan naka-mask. Eh. Di ba? Pare, ba't di naka-mask yun? Tangay, tingnan mo nga mukha cartoon character. Pag dinaan mo sa facial recognition software, pare nag-i-error. Di ba?
Hindi recognize.
So, grabe. Di ba? May sobrang kalyo na eh.
If someone would want to do similar business like yours, what would you tell them?
Don't. Tangina, competition ko pa yan, di ba? No, kidding aside. Not just my business, but in any business, ano, when you really, it's really plastic to say it, and it might come across na facetious or something, but don't chase the money.
Yeah.
When you start doing something and you chase the money, you start at some point, you know, may enjoy mo yan eh.
Yes.
Pag kumikita ka eh. Pag hindi ka kumikita, you start questioning and you start doing stupid things.
Right.
To make money.
Right.
To make yourself happy.
Yes.
And that just snowballs into something else. And yung whole point na ginawa mo yung negosyo na yun kasi you like it, nawawala.
Right.
Because to begin with, you never really liked it. I mean, like I told you from the very beginning, I wanted to be in the financial industry. You know, because of that fucking movie called Wall Street with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, Wall Street, you know? Yeah.
Bagsak ko saan? Bebenta ng kotse. And I hated car salespeople. I fucking hated them.
There's a bad connotation with car salespeople.
Used car salesman.
Yeah, used car salesman.
I hated car salespeople. And here I am. So, you know, you have to find what you can live with. You have to find what you're passionate about. And honestly, when people say na, yung kaya natatawa ako sa mga bata na, de, paglaki ko, ito gagawin ko. Pare, trust me. Nothing in your life will ever turn out the way that you imagined it to be.
That's true.
This is not how life works. Yeah. And you might say na, you know, it's superstitious or something na nakamarka sa tadhana. No. It's just the way you were programmed. And that's just the way you're... You know, why do criminals keep going back to doing what criminals do? It's because that's their environment.
That's their nature.
And I'm a big believer of your environment will dictate your...
That's true.
Your life.
Yeah.
So, kaya naawa ko sa mga bata, minsan I see them, you know, you have these parents that don't have a job, but they have 10 kids. I mean, fuck, what?
Lottery yun dito eh. More chances of winning daw eh.
What do you think suddenly, you know, yung isa sa sampo doon, puta,
magiging presidente
ng Pilipinas. Magiging LeBron James. Diba? What, parang, it's just, you know, wala, hindi ka nga makabili ng bola. Puta, paano ba basketball yan? So, you know, it's wrong decision after wrong decision. And I think it's predicated upon when you don't find what your passion is.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, like Gary Vaynerchuk always says, you know, you have to do something you don't like so you can work towards something that you're passionate about.
Eventually, yeah.
You know?
It's like using your job to fuel your...
Yeah, to fuel your passion. It's just...
Future business.
You know, so for people who are going to go into business, you know, cars, you know, cementerio, you know, suportorero ka or whatever. I mean, we all have our weird passions.
Right, yeah.
And nobody can tell you if it's right or wrong because it's you. So if you can make a living out of it, there's nothing wrong with it.
That's true.
You know, even, you know, my wife would disagree, but even, you know, even strippers have their purpose in life. Diba?
That's the old, like prostitution is like the oldest profession in the world.
Hindi ko sinabing prostitution, but, you know.
Yeah, but stripper iba yun. Yeah. Like in the States.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
So,
some strippers, day job nila, lawyer pa. Grabe.
Hindi, kasi, you know, pare, puta, jaywalking nga, hindi pa napanalo. Puta, paano?
Pull-pull pa lang. Attorney.
Parang jaywalking lang, hindi mo napanalo. Puta, gusto ko pa maging lawyer. Magubad ka na lang. Maganda pala. May second job siya. Ito yung passion ko eh. Eh kung naghubad siya sa judge, eh baka nanalo pa siya. Di ba? So, you know, you just have to be passionate. But, you know, you have to find that.
Sana, there's a book like with Simon Sinek that says like find your why. You have to find why you're doing it. Kasi when you wake up, why are you waking up in early in the morning to do what? Is this something you want to do, you know, every day?
No, when you wake up in the morning and you suddenly say, tanga, ayoko na pumasok sa trabaho.
Yeah.
Pare, start. If it happens one time, twice, three times, okay lang yun. It happens eh. You know, you want to fuck around. It's human nature. Pero yeah, if it's continuous and you don't find solitude in what you do.
Yeah. I think, like, when I was working in the corporate world, I never lasted more than 12 months in a job. Because I finally knew why. It's because I couldn't work for someone. I wanted to work for myself and what I really wanted. But I felt that way.
There's people.
There's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with working. Like majority of people would go to work. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just that if you're not happy with your work and you say you have bills to pay and stuff like those, then you have to find a way to pay for those bills while doing the things that you love at the same time.
But most people are not willing to do that, unfortunately.
Of course, because especially they want the comfort. Now. They want the comfort they what they give now on the 15th and the 30th. And they keep on going that wheel. So, like my content is all about entrepreneurship. That's why people who are not entrepreneurs will find it like, they will raise their eyebrows towards it because, hey, I'm employed. There's nothing wrong with it. It because my content is not for people who are employed.
Yeah.
that's always my point.
Well, it's that's why you sabi ko, to go back to my whole statement about the whole Sana All thing. It's, I call it a defeatist mentality because as much as people think na, hindi, bukang bibig lang yan.
Hmm.
The fact that you will even say that, sana ako rin, sana ako ganyan. Why the fuck don't you work for it?
Yeah, work for it.
Work for it, dude. Yeah. Nobody, you wanna
fuck? Sino invento ng Sana All na?
Di ko nga alam.
Vice ganda ba?
Yung senador daw.
Hindi.
Sino yun? Bibigay ng 10,000. Wala daw.
Di ba sa mga noong time show yun?
Hindi. Si Alan.
Yeah, pero that the word already existed before that. Diba? Before niya sinabi yun,
nag-exist na yun.
Meron ng ano.
Most likely a celebrity said that na kasi kaya nagtatrending. Someone the level of like Vice Ganda and stuff like that. Mga ganun.
Kaya sabi ko, mababas tayo para pag
sinabi. Hindi, usually kasi yung mga trending galing talaga sa celebrities eh. Yeah. Diba? Most of the time. Most trends.
Check I mean, there's nothing wrong to hope, you know? Don't get me wrong. But when it becomes a catchphrase,
yeah,
when you post something nice and somebody says, sana all, sana all, sana all, like, dude, wala ka bang masabi na medyo medyo above like 50 IQ? I mean, wag na natin isipin yung 180 dahil talaga pare malayo. Kaya
na konti lang yun.
Oo, malayo ka talaga eh. Sa 50 lang. Yung above 50 IQ. Kasi, if you comment sana all, okay. Okay yung mga nagpo-post ng GIF. Pare, haba ng content mo, ang ganda ng post mo.
That was GIF.
Tapos puta, magpo-post siya ng GIF ng awesome. Tapos may gumagano. May gumagano. At least find something nice to say, di ba? Or some, find something stupid to say.
That's really the majority of audience. Like, I have
1.1 ko pa ganun eh.
I have 1.1 million followers on my Facebook fan page and I see like emoji comments for the algorithm. I respond to them, but really, guys, please naman, konti effort din. Like, I appreciate more the commentary that are well thought of and I appreciate that. Kaya yun yung mga sinasagot ko talaga eh.
Para subukan mo to. We did this eh. Yung mga nagha-how much, sana all, yeah. Mga ganon. Sa page namin, I challenge my team. Sabi ko, guys, pag may nakita kayong comment na gano'n, i-block nyo kagad. We did this experiment. Ah.
Okay.
In 1 week, we blocked over 2,460
Where accounts. Is this? In YouTube?
Luxury Cars Manila. Facebook? Sa Facebook.
Facebook, okay.
2,460 we blocked. Alam mo, pumalit, close to 40,000.
Wow.
Nag-follow. Di ko alam saan. Sabi ko nga, parang gremlin eh. Parang nabasa, tapos dumami. Sabi ko, keep blocking. Keep blocking. Dumadami. I mean, that's how we got to almost 400,000 followers. I don't even know what the fuck we did.
Yeah.
But it just happened.
What's the key to the success of your social media accounts for Luxury Cars? What do you think is...
Be yourself. You know, authentic. People will fucking follow you for who you are.
Yes.
If you try to emulate somebody else, yeah. Anong value mabibigay mo? I fucking hate stupid people. It's yeah. just something I, you know... Then again, the word stupid is, you know, maybe parang ibang tao na sana all. Diba sa kanila, bukang bibig lang. Pag tanga ka, stupid ka sa akin. Now, there's no level of degree how yeah. stupid you are. Nasa sayo na yun. Kung na-hurt ka, eh, tanga ka siguro talaga. Diba? So, mabablock ka talaga. Huwag ka naman comment.
I'm a huge fan of this guy. That's why I invited him. And I had to ask someone to invite him here. Because he appears, like, what you see is what you get. Like, he's authentic how he is. Like, if you don't like me, then fuck off. If you like me, that's how he is. Like, he doesn't pretend, like, to be...
You know,
you're selling cars, but you're not a used car salesman. Like
no, you know, but ganito lang yan. I have a car. You call. Magkano?
And then
ito presyo.
And then negotiate.
Tangina, bakit ka nagtanong? Kung namamahalan ka pala. Yeah. Eh, hindi ko alam presyo. Eh. Ano ba budget mo? Puta, wala pang kalahati. Ano gusto mo bigay ko sa'yo? Gulong lang. Diba? There was a guy, hindi ko sasabihin yung race, ah. Comes to the office, you know magkano, how much itong Fortuner na armored? Sabi ko, it's 5.9. I offer 4.2. Sabi ko, sure, no problem. Sabi ko, deal. Really? Yeah. Make sure you bring a fucking tow truck. Yeah, why? No, because it doesn't come with tires, it doesn't come with a steering wheel. Wala pa upuan yan. You know, I'm sure, you know. Sabi ko, bakit kayo pag tumatawad, kalahati, pero pag nagpapautang, doble. You know, sabi ko, why? Pero gusto nyo kayo lagi lamang eh.
I mean, profit so, margins eh.
Yeah,
profit
I mean, I'm sure margins. You guys know what I'm talking about, diba? You know, gusto nyo tawad kalahati, eh, pero pag nagpautang kayo, doble singil. What the fuck? I mean, if there's no such a thing as extortion, I mean, that's it. So, it's just, you know, you just do what you do best and, you know, if they don't like you, then fuck off. Life is too short, man.
Yeah.
You know, we learned from COVID na para life is too short. It's just,
for sure.
Always have the middle finger up.
How many times did you get COVID?
None.
None yet?
Well, I'm sure I got it.
Probably,
you know,
I've had it once. China, so bad.
Hindi ako nag-check eh. Like, di ba? Pag hindi ka nag-check, di wala.
Yeah.
Sabi ko, gusto mo bumaba yung COVID count? Puta, okay, mag-check. Look at what Germany did. Puta, biglang drop yung COVID cases nila. Why? They don't check.
Parang here, they stopped doing the reports already of how many cases.
Wala na naniniwala. You know, whenever GMA or ABS publishes the COVID report.
Today, we have 24,000.
Pare, ang pinakamasaya basahin yung mga comment. Nagmumura yung mga tao. Tanginan nyo. Scam kayo. Pare, nakakatuwa yung mga comment eh. But no, it's just, you know, it's part of life. Just gotta deal with it. Parang pigsa lang yan. It's, ngayon, nasa puwit, mamaya, nasa singit. It's just there. What do you do? Inong antibiotic, wala na. Di ba? Sabi ko, it's like hair eh. You don't really lose hair. You just grow somewhere else. I mean, when I used to have hair, wala akong buhok sa likod. Puta ngayon, wala akong buhok sa ulo, meron sa likod. So it just, you know, it's the same as COVID. So, na kayo mag-check.
Question about, like, you're into bodybuilding. When was it?
This was from 2013 until 2017.
Wow. Kind of recent.
Yeah, I started kinda training recent. 2012, I think. I entered my first competition.
Why get into bodybuilding?
Trip lang eh.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I was fat before, and you know, I got to know this coach. Well, no, actually, it's the other way around. You know, a friend of mine said, you know, iko-coach kita. He came from the States. Kasi ang taba ko raw. Baka mamatay daw ako. So we started training, and I started seeing results. Pero we didn't know shit. Eh.
Yeah.
You know, I tried every fucking diet. You know, the tuna, canned tuna diet.
Oo.
Para yung utot mo, buta, grabe.
O, kamote rin
yung
ako
egg
dati.
Diet. Yung kamote, okay pa eh. Para subukan mo yung kantuna.
Kamote tsaka itlog ako. Grabe.
So, I hired this fucking idiot of a guy. Guys, pag mag-hire kayo ng coach, hindi po yan nag-champion. Coach na. Okay, and this guy was like a 6-time Mr. Philippines champion.
Okay.
Puta, yeah.
Na-dwindle down natin yung...
Pare, 6-time Philippine champion. In my 6th week with him, kung ano-ano na pinagsasasaksak sa akin.
Ay, puta.
Yeah, I mean, I had 6 compounds in me.
Okay.
And
oil-based.
If you wanna see roid rage,
yeah. But...
Pare, Google nyo Trenmix. It's Trenbolone.
Oh, Trenbolone.
Trenbolone is what they call juice of the gods. Yeah. But it changed. Well, sabi nga ng coach ko, naging coach ko sa States, sabi niya, steroids is like money.
Puta, naka-cocktail ka pala nun. Cocktail tawag dun eh.
Yeah, dude.
Kasi 3 stocks oil-based.
And that's one vial. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we
that's the HGH ka pa.
At that time, I wasn't using HGH.
Not yet.
I had
HGH.
That, I had Tren, I had...
Trenbolone na lakas nun.
Yeah, I had Tren, I had Anavar, I had...
yeah, I had Anavar too.
testosterone. I mean, I was kumakarga ako ng 500
putang
to 700 milligrams. Dito, mga peke, mga, pag sinabing 500, puta, 350 lang yan. So, at the height of my use, parang binababaan ko yung mga busa edsa.
Puta, yun. Sa road rage.
Pagkinat ako. Yeah.
Sa road rage mo. Wild.
And I was young then, so I wasn't too young. I was 38, but
yeah.
May hinabol ako minsan sa Eastwood eh.
Putang ina.
Puta, naglabas ng ano, naglabas ng taxi driver, kinat ako. Naglabas ng pipe. Sabi ko, pare, pag di ako tinamaan yung tubo mo, pasensyahan tayo. Eh, lumabas na yung mga guards, so. It's, you know, with bodybuilding kasi, and that's another sad part, and that's where King Panda started in bodybuilding.
Okay. Okay, that's why King Panda, okay. Yeah,
because you know, my parents really hated the fact that I had to compete na puta yung naka ano, naka jockey ka na, puta, iba
pa speedo.
Speedo. Meron pa ako kulay pink eh. May glitters. Pero ganun talaga dati. So until now it still happens, but you know, so I had to come up with the come up with a pseudonym, and it just caught on.
Yeah.
People started messaging me, and then I started exposing yung mga yung tawag ko sa kanila, kutsero eh. Mga coach na walang alam.
Ah, kutsero.
Kutsero. Pare, tanga talaga. Walang alam sa compounds. You know, the tipping point was, this was 2015, I believe. I was 6 weeks out of my first competition. Uh-huh. Sabi ni Mokong sa akin, buy insulin.
Okay.
So ako naman, punta na Mercury, bili ako insulin.
Okay.
Yung fast acting. Sabi niya, mag 5 IU ka, every 3 days, every 5 days, increase ka ng 5 IU. So 5,
10,
15, 20.
Parang pyramid.
So yeah. So, ang sabi pa niya sa akin, huwag ka magka-carbs. Which is totally fucking wrong. But anyway, mag-protein daw ako. So sabi ko, ano yung concept nun? Para lumalim daw yung cuts. At mawala yung fat.
Mas defined yung cuts.
Mas defined.
Okay.
Which is totally wrong. But anyway. Ewan ko, saan lupalop niya nakuha yun. But by my 25th IU,
putana,
I was laying in bed. Kasasaksak ko lang dito nun eh. I was laying in bed and I started shaking. Nakita ng wife ko, pare, yung bed sheet, basa. Tapos I was falling asleep. So I was texting a friend of mine. Sabi ko, tanga na, bakit ganito? Naantok ako. Sabi sa akin, gago, makukoma ka na. That's called hypoglycemia. Nag-hypo ka na. Yung sugar mo bumagsak.
Oh, shit.
Sabi niya, ilang IU tinake mo? I was like 25. Barely texting. Sabi niya, tayo
na kumakain. Dumidilim paningin mo na.
I was like literally falling asleep. Yeah, sabi niya, pag natulog ka, hindi ka na magigising. So, sabi niya, you know, so he texted me, sabi, puta, kumain ka ng carbs. So sabi ko sa wife ko, hindi naman ako makapagsalita sa wife ko, mumurahin ako, di ba?
Pag nalaman
niya. Nalaman, di ba? Sabi ko, meron ba tayong tinapay? Eh, tangin at that time, lahat ng tinapay namin, wheat bread. Kasi pang diet eh. So wheat, it's like whole wheat.
Yeah, yeah.
Ito nakain ko ata isang loaf eh. Bago nag-normalize.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the next day, we went to the gym and my wife started arguing with the coach. And sabi ng coach, sino sabi sa kanyang gawin niya yun? Tangin at di ikaw. Sino pa? So that was the time where we hired somebody from the US, and you know, I became an advocate against these stupid cucheros using steroids to lure clients of the dream of the perfect body.
Right.
And it's not steroids. It's just not. It's a holistic program. That's where it started. And then I competed until 2017. And at that time, sabi ko, sawa na ako. So ngayon, I'm getting back to it, but we're doing it naturally.
Nice.
I'm 48. Puta, baka kung ano, sinaksa ko sa sarili ko, mamatay ako bigla. Eh.
What's your diet like then? Pag ganun?
Looser. It's looser now. I have, like, I don't eat anything fried.
Okay.
You know, coffee dati, puta, I love latte, but now I can't have
wala
latte
na, anymore. Black.
So, yeah. Black lang. As much as possible, stay away from pork. Mostly of what I eat is grilled. And then I stay within a certain calorie
chicken,
count.
Chicken, beef?
Chicken, beef.
Protein
shrimp,
talaga.
Salmon, you know, white fish.
Yeah.
You know, wag lang yung cream dory.
Oh, sama na cream dory.
Para kang
kumakain.
Ano ba
cream dory? It's not really white. It's gray.
It's gray.
Kasi I have a friend that ganyan business sila. It's white because of the things that they put in to make it appear white. But it's really dark gray.
It's bleached, actually.
Yeah, it's bleach. Yeah, it's bleach.
Actually,
it's one of the worst type of fish you can
eat. No, but real dory, if you buy it fresh, you know, it looks like salmon. It's red.
Yeah.
It's red. Yung farm-raised, ha?
Yeah.
Yung mga nahanap sa kanal, hindi ko alam kung ano yung tsura nun, pero baka yun yung kulay green.
Yeah.
But anyway, yung puti, pare, it's not soul fish.
Yeah.
Bleached yan. Puta, ginamita ng Jobus yan o Clorox. And it tastes like shit, man. It's like, parang censored yung sasabihin ko. Pero parang kumakain ng hindi hinugasan na ano eh. Diba? Sama talaga yung texture.
Do you recommend eating smaller fish or bigger fish?
What do you mean?
Like, di ba mayroong mga delis or malilitis na versus the biggest, like tuna?
Kasi parang hindi mo ko mapapakain ng delis. Kasi kailangan prito mo yun para masarap eh.
Oh.
Di ba? Tapos may suka, may konting bagong, di ba? Tapos buta, may itlog na maalat ka, tapos na.
Kasi ang taas naman kasi ng mercury when it comes to the bigger ones eh. Di ba?
Well, you have to buy the quality ones.
Okay.
Eh, but in mercury, it's... we're gonna die somehow. I mean, hindi naman ganun. You know, like they said, yung salmon, it's very high in mercury because the way they fish salmon. Yeah. Ano. But I know a lot of friends who eat a lot of salmon, but buhay pa hanggang ngayon.
Meron kasi naka-diet, di ba? All protein talaga. Kasi beef, meat.
No, but this is the thing. It's like anything. Too much of something is bad.
Yeah.
You know, always aim for balanced. You know, meron akong t-shirt na pinagawa dati, walang kasalanan yung rice. Wala naman talaga kasalanan yung rice eh. Diba? Ikaw yung kumain ng tatlong bandehado, puta, hindi naman, hindi ka naman tinutukan ng baril sa ulo ng kanin, sabi, kainin mo ako, diba? You know, and, you know, there's such a thing called the kare-kare syndrome eh. Yung, puta, kuha ka ng kanin, lagay ka ng kare-kare. Ngayon, naubos mo na. Pero puta, may sauce pa.
May sauce pa.
So, lagay ka ng kanin. Eh puta, na sobrahan yung kanin. So, lagay ka na naman ng sauce. Puta, the next thing you know, nakatatlong plato ka na.
Tangina, nagutom ako.
That's the sad part. You know, it's us that make things complicated for the diet. You know, walang masama mag-indulge. But, wag naman yung everyday. Kasi tayo, may propensity yung mga Pinoy na, bukas na, mababurn ko naman yun eh. Para hindi mo mababurn.
No, that's not true.
Sa puwit mo pupunta yan.
So, like, I know this doctor said, like, you know, you go to the gym to lose those fats that you ate. No, you don't. You change the way you eat.
You change the way you
eat. You don't go to the gym to lose those. You might going to the gym so I can lose the weight I gain from eating. No, you change the way you eat. Not go to the gym so you lose the food that...
It's like a good friend of mine. Sabi niya, putang ina pare, itong mga Recaro na upuan na to. Bulok eh. Sabi ko, bakit? Hindi ako magkasya.
Hindi magkasya.
Nagmamuffin top daw yung puwit niya. Sabi ko, pare, sa tema ng pagkain mo, puta pare, kahit dalawa Recaro ipagdigit natin, hindi ka pa rin kasya. Kailangan mo lazy boy. Sopa. Sabi ko, puta, doon sa Honda Civic mo, lagyan natin na lazy boy.
Tanggalin natin yung center console,
pare. Puta, all the way sa kabila. So, lab seat pa ilagay natin. May Autobahn. Di ba? Tapos, puta, yung control pad mo, dito na lang. Last mo lumamon. Tapos, may blame mo yung Recaro. Ay, hindi ka salanan ng Recaro yun. Salanan mo yun. Laka na point mo eh.
So, ito talaga na, it's 70% diet, 30%.
Dude, it's 100% diet. It's 100% training.
Yeah.
It's 100% mindset. Kasi mga tao, akala nila 70 plus 30 equals 100. 100. Hindi. It's 100 plus 100 plus 100 divided by 3. It's 100.
I never thought about that.
It's 100%.
Yeah.
Yung iba nga, the people who I know that got
it's absolutely
their,
correct.
Yeah. It's an average.
Right.
Not a sum. But that one doesn't complete
that
the
fucking
other.
Makes sense.
It's not a fucking puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah, you go 100% with working out. Hard, you go hard at it. 100% on your diet, you don't cheat yourself. And then your mindset is strong with it at the same time.
Bakit para sa beauty pageant ba? Hindi, ginagawa ba lang, oh puta, 35%
beauty.
Na beauty, 35,
brains.
Diba? Tapos pag in-add ko to, 100%.
Total package.
Hindi.
Yeah.
This plus this plus this plus this plus this divided by 6.
Equals Miss Universe.
Score.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the plus. Mali mat ang mga tao eh. Kasi gusto kumain ng kare-kare. Yun yun eh.
Diba? Meron ko na babase. I work out so that I can eat anything that I want.
Hindi, ma'am. I have friends that are like that.
Diba?
Punta sila sa gym, sabi ng trainer, sir, ano ba gusto nyo? Pumayat, lumaki katawan, para maintain. Hindi, sir, kailangan nyo. Hindi. Maintain. Bakit maintain? Di naman nagre-reklamo yung shota ako eh. Ba't ako kailangan tumaba o pumayat, di ba? Hindi, sabi, maintain lang. Para makakain daw siya. Kasi pag hindi siya nag-cardio, baka lumobo siya.
Yeah.
So, maintain lang daw. It's all common sense. Pinahihirapan ng tao yung buhay nila eh. Yun lang naman eh.
This guy makes a lot of sense.
Dude, when you're as old as I am, you know, you deal with a lot of stupid people every day. You start seeing patterns. Eh. You know? Parang napanood mo A Beautiful Mind? Yung
yes,
siya, no?
Yes.
Nakakita siya ng pattern.
Sino ba to?
Swerte lang niya. Mathematician siya.
What si Gladiator. Si Russell Crowe.
Yes, Russell okay. Crowe. Pag puro tanging kausap mo minsan, parang nakita ka na ng pattern na dapat hindi mo gawin.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Eh. Yeah.
What's your favorite movie of all time? Or type of genre na lang?
16 Candles.
What is it?
16 Candles.
16 Candles?
May Google ba kayo dyan? Puta, puro bata itong mga kausap ko.
16 Candles?
Yeah, 16 Candles.
Who was it?
Molly Ringwald.
Puta, natagal na nun.
Laki ng crush ko dun.
16 Candles?
Panorin niya. Yan.
What was it about?
It's about being a kid. It's about being a kid.
Is it comedy?
Yeah, it's romantic comedy.
Parang Ferris Bueller. Pinunod
Ferris
ko kasi.
Bueller is more of...
Hindi ma romantic comedy yan eh. Parang comedy.
Wala akong kakilala na makakapaglabas ng Ferrari sa garahe ng tatay nila.
Na hindi malalaman.
Wala pa. So that was a little bit discombobulated for me, even when I was a kid. Because tatay ko nun, puta, kukunin ko pala yung susi. Ang gawin mo dyan? Start mo pa? Really?
Hindi nalapas sa
really?
Sa mall.
Nalapas sa mall? Puta, nabangga pa, di ba? Para hindi mangyari dito yan. Puta. So, yung 16 Candles, my favorite movie.
Kasi I checked that.
Brings you back to the time that
it was more simple?
Wala kang, there's no responsibilities. And,
yeah.
You know, yung barkada lang eh.
Yeah.
The simpler time and, you know, I wish we could go back to those times. There's no accountability. There's no responsibilities. There's no fear of repercussions. You know, you could just do things because you wanted to. Hindi na pwede ngayon eh.
No. Like the margin of error is a lot more smaller when you are older.
Like yung sinabi ko kanina, kaya kailangan nila ikat. May repercussions yun eh. No.
That part.
ABC.
It's a difficult topic, which I'm not going to... If you were to advise someone to buy a car, to buy two cars, okay, family person, for example. But no, wag na yung family person. Let's say, he has any unlimited budget to buy a car. What would that be?
Don't.
What would those two cars be?
Don't. Don't buy a car. Buy a fucking dealership.
kung gusto niya lang ng dalawang cars. Kung dalawang cars lang.
It's hard eh. It's hard. Like...
It's like choosing from your kids?
No, it's... choosing from your kids is actually easy. Because I don't have kids. It's easy for me to choose. But, you know, it's like asking, you know...
Apples and orange.
Sensor ako dito sa
okay,
sasabihin.
Medyo apples and orange talang, ganun na lang.
You know, it's...
So there's no...
No, it's like people who ask me, you know, between a Ford Ranger versus a Hilux.
Okay, sige.
You know, ano tingin niyo mas maganda?
Oo.
I can't tell you that. Because my perception of anong maganda and your perception of anong maganda is different.
It's opinion. Yeah.
You know, parang, I mean, it's like beauty, you know, it's the most corniest thing, you know? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Yeah. But it's all based on you, eh. So for me to actually tell you, ito bilhin mo, itong dalawa, it's unfair.
Yeah.
Diba? That's why I never give that advice. I mean, if you asked me, anong bibilhin
what
ko,
you want,
and if I had all the money in the world,
yeah,
I'd buy a fucking dealership. Why? Because I can just drive whatever fucking car. I don't have to own anything.
Yeah.
Gagamitin ko, puta pag ginamit ko, pwede ko pa ibenta.
Benta.
You know, but that's me. Yeah. So another person would be something totally different answer. You know, I might be a Ferrari, a Bugatti, or, you know, hopefully binayaran nila yung tax, pero, you know, di ba? Meron na dalawa dito, hindi ko alam kung saan lupalop nang galing. Pero, ha?
Ha?
Oo. Oh, pareho sila ni Andrew Tate. Oh. Makukulong na rin. Sorry, but... Yeah. you know, there's nothing wrong about having nice things, but, you know, pay your fair share in taxes because, you know, that's what makes the country
prosper.
Not just prosper, survive.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Gates' dad, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting him once, and he said, tax is your due bill to society. Pag marami kang binabayaran tax, kasi mayaman ka, it's your responsibility to pay it. Bakit? Because nakapagnegosyo at kumita ka eh.
Mm.
So, responsibilidad mo yun na magbayad ka.
Yeah.
Because it's what you owe society.
Right.
Because you were giving that opportunity. Ngayon, wala talagang pera, wala kang binabayaran tax, eh okay lang.
Hmm.
Kasi wala ka naman kinita eh. Wala, di ba? So, that's my whole thing. But, you know, the people who try to find their, do their best to skip it, it's, you know, I mean, we pay taxes, you know. I'm probably one of the few guys who sell cars that pay taxes every month. Kasi, you know, punta ka sa mga car exchange, tanong mo yung mga ahente doon kung nagbibenta. Yung nagbayad ng tax yun. Pag tinanong sa'yo, tinanong, bayad ka ba ang tax? Ano yun? Ano yung sigarilyo?
Meron pa yung pinipitik yung mileage? That's one of the worst for
me. Uso yun.
Dati yung ano pa, yung manual pa eh. Pero ngayon digital na kasi. So medyo mas complicated pa.
Natawa ko, may tinitrade yun sa amin dati. Range Rover na 2012. And yeah. This was 2019. Ano? Pagdating, sabi sa akin, Boss, 8,000 kilometers lang to. Pagtingin ko sa upuan, bakit puta magaspang yung upuan? This sir, yung special, ano yung special interior ng Range Rover? Siko, pare,
patina
finish. Sa history ng Range Rover, walang ginawang leather na magaspang. Nagpintura ka na lang ng upuan, hindi mo paniliha. Para diba? But, you know, that's the car business for you. You just have to stay away from sharks.
Okay. So if you're, for a person who's buying cars, what do they have to look at?
Well, in terms of what? Like, in terms of...
Can I pre-owned car? What's the first few things that...
Well, make sure kaya mo bilhin.
Okay.
Kasi iba bibili, tapos pag nasiraan, wala nang pang-repair.
Maintain.
So, kung budget mo, 500,000...
You have to take in account talaga the repair, yeah.
Used car yan eh. Even right. The owner that's selling you the car, assuming that he's not fraudulently trying to sell the car because there's something wrong... You know, he doesn't know if the car is going to fail next week or 2 weeks from now or something's going to go wrong. Hindi naman niya alam yun eh. Used car, kaya nga used car eh.
Hmm.
And when you sign that deed of sale, nakasulat dyan, as is where is. There's no warranties.
Right.
Implicitly or explicitly implied.
Yeah.
So, you know, first of all, you know, huwag kang sasagad. Pangalawa, huwag ka makikinig sa ibang tao. You know, buy the car that you want.
Okay.
You know, bibilin mo, tapos sinabi ng kapatid mo, tapos pag hindi mo type after 6 months, sabi niya eh, tawagin kitang tanga. Ba't yung sininod? Diba? Ikaw, tapos ikaw nagbayad? Bobo ka pala eh. Siya may gusto nun. So nakikigamit siya sa'yo, ikaw yung tanga, kasi hindi mo pala type eh.
Yeah.
Diba? So buy something you like. Yeah, if something goes wrong, then hindi masakit sa loob mo na papagawa mo.
Right.
Diba? Parang girlfriend lang yun eh, diba? Hindi lahat
you kaya. You take the pros and the cons.
Sabi nga ni Bugoy eh. Maliligaw kayo, may gusto sa'yo. Takina, huwag yung walang gusto sa'yo. Wala nga gusto sa'yo, ligawa mo pa eh. Para ka naghahanap ng problema eh, diba? Same, diba? Tapos tatanong, iniwanan ako. Eh, takay, hindi ka naman talaga gusto eh. Ba't maliligawan? Oh, nabusted ako. Takay, hindi ka naman kasi type eh. Diba? So, you know, there's levels eh. So, kailangan type mo yung kotse.
Like with, for
ano,
example...
Podcast ito, tatlong oras na ito.
Last ka
to. Okay ito ha?
Ha?
Ito pa lang.
Hindi, yung... I saw one episode of yours about Chinese cars. And you...
Yeah.
I think it was a Chery. You mentioned that it was affordable luxury.
Yes. This is the thing. It's you know, kasalanan ng, you know, the whole thing with Geely. By the way, I didn't get paid a single penny there. You know, it was purely out of my...
Were you ever paid by car brands to promote their cars?
I refuse.
You refuse. Okay.
It ruins the objectivity of... That's why now I don't accept car reviews from car brands anymore.
Mm.
I borrow it from friends who buy the car.
Ah, okay.
Bakit? Kasi pag kaibigan ko yung may-ari ng dealership, puta, hindi ko pwede banatan yung kotse.
Oo, hindi mo pwede sabihin pangit-pangit tong ganito.
Eh kung pangit naman talaga. Diba?
Kanya flimsy yung isang part.
Yeah.
Hindi mo pwede sabihin flimsy.
You know, parang puta, pinahira. Parang
hindi
parang kaibigan mong babae may anak. Tapos sasabihin sa'yo, guwapo ba, maganda? Paano mo sasabihin pangit, diba? Eh, kung pangit naman talaga. Diba? So, dapat hindi mo kilala. So, we try to do that. But with Chinese vehicles now, what people fail to realize is 90% of components in European, Japanese, yeah, and American cars are fucking made in China.
The parts, yeah.
Engine. You know, so China's smart enough to parlay that knowledge into building cars or building products or building anything to make a top-notch brand. Ang problema, tayo mga Pinoy, puta merong colonial,
yeah, mentality.
You know, yung Indio mentality eh. Lahat ng imported, okay, puta, wag lang China. Pero lahat naman namimili sa 168. Diba? Kito mo, Divisoria, diba, Pasko, diba? Puta, huy, maganda yan. Puta, pinili mo lang sa 168 yan. Hindi, sa 999, bari. Diba? O, puta, diba? Diba, katabi lang yun eh.
999 nga.
Pare, branded yan. Gago, dumulang binili. Paano mo alam? Nakita kita ron. Kasama mo yung tito mo. Eh. Diba? No, it's affordable luxury because a lot of the features in these cars, like for example, the Geely, even Chery, even MG. You know, you look at Geely, for instance, the Cool Ray.
Yeah, Cool Ray.
The first ever time I was able to drive a self-parking vehicle was an Lexus LS460. This was 2004.
Yeah.
Punta sa parking lot pa ako ng warehouse nung sinisip ko yung kotse galing Amerika eh. Ito doon ko pinaglalaroan.
Self-parking, no?
And that was what? That was a $70,000 vehicle.
Yeah.
The Geely Cool Ray is what?
1.2?
Less, not even. Yeah. Magkano ba Geely Cool Ray?
Wala na. 1.2 na eh.
Tumaas na. So, 1.2. Naka-self-park. Yeah. You know? I mean, the car drives like a demon. Especially yung pinipindot
na. Ang
tulin. Kung naman mo sasabihin sa anak mo lalaki yun, yung anak mo, mapipindutin yan. Puta ka na pag minaneho niya, yan ang una-una pipindutin yan.
Sport mode.
Yeah.
Sport
pag babae yan, sabi, anak mo, mapipindutin yan. Yes, dad. Hindi pipindutin. Pero pag lalaki yan,
doon ka lang sa eco mode.
Doon ka lang sa eco mode, di ba? Kaya lagyan mo ng tape. Lagyan mo ng masking tape. Lagyan mo ng electrical tape para mag-blend. Lagyan mo pang carbon fiber na ano para hindi halata. But it's affordable luxury because finally, people at that income bracket can afford something that only the rich can afford.
Right.
And China was able to... I'm not a spokesperson for the CCP. You know, kahit asara ko sa mukha ni Jack Ma. Kasi parang na talas eh. Anyway. They've come up with products that we can actually enjoy. Kahit yung hindi ganun kayaman, they're able to afford something that most people only dream of.
Right.
Pero ngayon, binabaliwala na eh. So yun ang, that's the reason why I came up with affordable luxury. Because it is.
It's the right term.
It's the right term.
It's the right term. I agree with that. I think the Tiggo 8 Pro and the PHEV version.
It's a different segment eh.
Right. You know, parang gumawa sila ng sariling segment nila eh.
And it's an untapped market.
Yeah.
So,
pucha kasi sa 1.2 million Cure, you would get
ano
like, sa Toyota, parang Avanza ata mabibili mo, parang or Velos, yeah, or something.
I mean, although the Rays, they came out with the Rays, but, you know, you also have to understand,
Toyota Rays.
Toyota has, what a lot of people don't understand about businesses is, something like Toyota has legacy costs.
Yeah.
So over the years, yung R&D nila, yung the cost builds up eh.
Correct.
So every time they build a car, may certain cost involved na carry over sa dati.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not that easy to switch from gasoline to hybrid to electric.
Right.
Kasi may mga factory pa silang nagbibuild ng internal combustion.
Yeah.
Unlike something like Tesla that started out as
all electric.
Kung sa tutusin, saksakan ng mahal ang Tesla.
Sobrang mahal.
For yeah. a car company that started as an electric car company, ang mahal ng kotse nila. And if they have the shittiest paint job. Hindi para yung Tesla Plaid. I test drove one eh. That was, that had the unplugged performance package. It's like 1,200 horsepower.
Wow.
Pag tapak mo talaga, puta, parang kailangan mo ng chiropractor pag ano eh. But, puta, pag tiningnan mo yung pinto, puta, baku-baku lahat oh. It's not even, kita mo yung seam niya.
That was made in the US, no?
It's made in the US.
Yeah.
I mean, some are made in China, some are made in Germany. They have a
okay.
big factory in Germany. Na. So, yeah. So, you know, that's what people don't understand.
I made the reservation for a new one.
Yung parang Land Cruiser?
Oh, next gen na. Oh, parang
maganda.
Diamond.
Maganda.
Kasi I saw it in the Mias, tapos pinabigyan opportunity to open inside. Ang ganda ng interior niya talaga. I made the reservation for it. I just don't know how, you know, it plays out in the long run. Pero yung mga kausap ko naman na yung current generation na GAC dito, okay naman daw.
GAC actually manufactures cars for Mitsubishi and Toyota in China.
Kasi sila Alfa Romeo.
Di ko alam. Tangan na, binili na nila lahat.
Kasi Geely is Land Rover Lotus. Land Rover and Volvo.
No, they're not Land Rover. They're Lotus.
Lotus.
Lotus. They partnered with Land Rover in China to build Chinese Land Rover cars, but those are exclusive for China.
For China lang.
Yeah, but okay. they bought.
So are they able to get that technology that those brands have into their?
Well, when you buy Volvo, you own the technology for Volvo.
Right.
That's why if you drive, they're able to use it. If you drive the Geelys, yung suspension niya put parang ganda.
Yung Ascara,
it's like test drive
ko yun.
Yeah. It's because of the Lotus.
Muntik na bumili actually na ano eh, Okavango. I was supposed to buy the Okavango, the Urban Plus.
Yeah, that video of ours did like 4 million views.
Ang dami interest kasi doon yeah. with that car.
Sumipa yun after.
It's an MPV, di ba? It's not an SUV.
It's like a crossover.
Crossover, okay.
Kalaban talaga nun, Innova.
Uh-oh.
We were actually supposed to buy an Innova. And my cousin owns a Geely dealership. And sabi niya sa akin, Kaz, puta, bago ka bumili Innova, gamitin mo muna to. And my wife fell in love with it. Diba, alam mo na, pag-asawa. Hindi, wala pa kayo asawa, no? Meron? Yeah. Diba, pag nagustuhan ni Mrs., puta, game over.
Wala,
na, no?
Ako, I didn't want to buy back then.
Utusan lang tayo, eh.
A Mazda CX-5. I don't like Mazda cars. But then when wife said,
mahal ang
headlight,
eh. Puta, headlight nun, 40,000.
Pero ano yun, for I think 5 years, free PMS. We didn't pay, she never paid for yung change oil.
Na magkano bili mo sa kotse?
That was 1.4 back. 2015?
Kasama na yun.
Oh, kasama na yun dun, no?
Sinama na yun dun.
Kasama yun dun, no? Factored in?
Oo.
5 minutes na lang. Okay.
Nag-iinit na nata.
Max memory.
Fuck.
Meron ko bang...
Shit.
Why did you do King Panda Talks? Kasi ba yun sa ano eh?
A lot of the guys that we interviewed, I think, were underrepresented. You know, the way that they were interviewed. That's the thing that I wanted to bring out. You know, that's number one. I'll give an example. See, si Joe Magsaysay. You know,
okay.
Every single interview Joe Mag had was about Potato Corner.
Yeah.
And there's more to life than Potato Corner. It's mm-hmm. about Joe Mag. Who's Joe Mag?
Joe Mag.
You know, although he's one of four founders, you know, he's the highlight. Eh. And nobody ever took the time to actually profile who he is. Mm. And that's what we were able to bring out. Same with Bugoy. Everybody talked about yung tatlong asawa daw niya. Eh puta, nalaman namin, holy shota pala niya yun. He was being crucified about having three wives. Mm-hmm. And I asked him point blank, sabi ko, asawa mo ba yan? Boss, hindi. Hindi mo asawa yan. Girlfriend ko lang yan. So there's nothing wrong. The guy's single.
Yeah.
He has three girls. And if there's, eh, pumapayag naman yung tatlo, masaya nga yun, eh, tatlo. Di ba? That's like, yeah. Apat na?
Okay.
Tawagan ko nga mamaya. Sabi ko, Bugoy, puta, share the wealth. Yung mga kaibigan kong iba, wala. Hindi ka ba isa? Diba? Audition mo naman. So, you know, when we try to profile a person, we try to look at the things that are missed. And the third point is, there's so many stories here in the Philippines about entrepreneurs mm-hmm. that are not told. Kasi, you know, it's like one of my friends sinasabi, you know, there's this kwento na, you know, si KFC daw 65 na nung start, di ba?
Colonel Sanders.
Oh, hindi na pwede yun, hindi na nangyayari yun. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many stories here in the Philippines about entrepreneurs that started late in the game.
Yep.
And they made it big. And it's not because they wanted to make it big. It's because they wanted to survive.
Yeah.
And it transitioned into something else.
From surviving to thriving.
To thriving. So that's the whole point of King Panda Talks. You know, we try to come up with topics that I think Pinoys need to hear.
Okay.
Not what they want to hear. See, what they want to hear, maraming channel na ganun eh. But it's what they need to hear, I think, now. You want to follow? Follow. Yeah. If you don't, nagbabawas nga kami ng followers. Sorry, guys.
That's good. We're good. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Sol.